Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
New CBS Sunday.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
When something is lost,
everyone's looking for something.
He finds it.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker. New Sunday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
In the 10 previous occasions they've won the first leg of a two-legged semi-final, they've always gone on to the showpiece event to fight it out for the crown. Luis Alberto crosses in, it's a decent leap, and they get their goal. Tati Castellanos. Lazio 1, Juventus 0. The more this game goes on, Castellanos! Lazio are level in the tie. They need their big players in attack to stand up now to respond to Castellanos' double. Where? And there is Arkadiusz Milik! Celebrations for Juventus. Arkadiusz Milik comes off the bench and scores with his first touch to send the Bianconeri through to their 22nd Coppa Italia final.
Well, Lazio made it very interesting in the Coppa Italia semifinal, but Juventus advanced 3-2 on aggregate. They will face the winner between Atalanta and Fiorentina, who have the 1-0 lead on aggregate. That match at 3 p.m. Eastern today. So the 2-1 win for Lazio, but the late goal from Juve puts them through to the final. This one was interesting because Lazio, yesterday we talked to Mike Grella, and he didn't give Lazio a chance, really, in this one. He had very little hope that they were going to put it to Juve. But Tati Castellanos with the brace. But really, it was Allegri's subs late in the game that ended up being the difference maker. What did you make of the performance from Juventus?
I thought it was horrific for much of that game. And there were parts of it that I almost had to rub my eyes together because I saw the light blue, and it almost looked like they were playing Manchester City instead of Lazio. The likes of Luis Alberto, the likes of Felipe Anderson in spurts, looked like Xavi and Iniesta. Luis Alberto had 2 assists, but it was the play of Tate Castellanos that really caught my eye. The 3 Brazilians, they will be having dreams and nightmares after this match because he embarrassed them, he bodied them, the hunger, the bite, the fight. It looked like the guy that we saw doing the same thing to Real Madrid last season when he scored 4 past Madrid, which is an incredible feat, and that's why Lazio got him. So big ups to him. Unfortunate to give up that last goal.
It was his best game.
Yeah.
With a Lazio jersey, and there's been this desperate clamor for him to be the guy, to at least show a smidge of what he was with Girona before, you know, just last season when he scored 4 against Real Madrid. And he hasn't shown that. I don't know how much they rate him in Italy. In the United States, we rate him because he balled out. He was unplayable in Major League Soccer.
Golden Boot winner.
He's why they won. He's a big reason why they won MLS Cup.
He was really good at Girona, but in Italy,
New York City FC still haven't replaced that production.
There you go.
I mean, he was a goal-scoring machine.
And in Lazio's been waiting for that.
Yeah.
And well, they lost.
It was a little too little, too
they
late.
They showed life yesterday.
But it goes to show how crucial some of the misses that he had two chances to score a hat trick, and if he puts that one away, the 1v1 with the goalkeeper, where the goalkeeper makes a save. If he puts that one away, there's a statue being ready to be built for him. Because he's the... I know. You're going to roll your eyes. I know.
Relax.
I said that on purpose.
What?
I said that on purpose. Tongue in cheek. Come on.
Nah, bro.
Come on.
Be careful what you say.
If he puts that one away, then this guy really steps with 2 feet in to be the heir apparent to Ciro Immobile. Ciro Immobile hasn't been himself this season, so this is a really golden opportunity for him to seize the day, and I thought he looked much more like the striker we saw from Girona.
Well, Tati Castellanos is our Auto Trader player spotlight focus. If you see a car, find it on Auto Trader. As we mentioned, the brace yesterday, but here's a look at his stats from the match in 82 minutes, a couple of goals, 40 touches, 4 shots. Tati, for Lazio, I mean, was this... There's not much to play for in this season. I mean, how big of a blow will this be for them, Lahoud?
This is pretty massive.
Yeah.
And there's still games left in Serie A. It just felt like it was their day, and to have it on their terms, the way they were playing, the way they were breaking Juve's low block, to have a striker that had as much bite as Tate Castellanos did, you can't let moments like this slip. And for Juve, this is what we've seen from Juve in their last match against Cagliari. You're left wanting a bit more, and this had that feel of Max Allegri's job. Have they lost this? I think his job is ciao.
Uh-huh.
He's done. But that Timo Weah, that Arkadiusz Milik finish at the end, it gives him another day to fight.
I mean, I think in the long term, Juve should start looking at it.
Oh, Juve are 100%. Looking. Yeah, Juve are looking.
Win or lose, I mean, I guess obviously winning Coppa Italia, I don't know if that moves the needle. There's clear evidence for those who make the calls at Juve to move beyond Allegri, because just the football in general is not good enough.
We always say about winning, and it's not. Sometimes it's not just about winning. When you're at certain clubs, you're expected to win, but it's also the manner of your winning and the manner of the style that you're playing that impacts the fans and the people that are watching. You talked about Castellanos. For me, if he'd have taken that second chance, we'd be talking about a completely different conversation. We'd be talking about Lazio going through.
You're building the
and
statue.
Those are the moments. I definitely will not be building a statue over 2-3 goals, man. I'm not liking it. I'm not easily excited.
And look, also, for Lazio, what this means is perhaps no European football. Coppa Italia winners get to the Europa League next season.
Mm-hmm.
That's big for Lazio. I mean, just considering the way that the top five, top six race is going, maybe they'll be playing Conference League next season.
I just want to add this. When we talk about the lack of exciting football from Juventus, we talk about Allegri most likely being out. You talk about exciting football. There's a manager that's playing exciting football right now in Serie A, Bologna's manager, Thiago Motta. Link to him. Get him right now. Get him as your manager, and the football will go up. Get a player like Joshua Zirkzee in there, the football will go up. The quality will go up. You need to refresh, and he's the guy.
All right, well, let's look ahead to today's semifinal matchup between Atalanta and Fiorentina. Fiorentina have the 1-0 lead on aggregate heading into this one. This one is interesting. I'm very intrigued by this matchup because these are two teams that are still alive in European competitions. Atalanta coming off the high of pulling Liverpool out. I know, I get but both of these teams are on good form right now. So how do you see this one playing out, Nige?
I mean, you know what you're going to get from Atalanta. They're going to be the same side that always plays the same way, going down the sides, very aggressive. Players on great form right now. We've seen a complete different Scamacca that we never saw at West Ham United. I just feel, for me, I wonder now, where would their priority be? I feel with what they did at Liverpool, getting Liverpool out of the Europa League, I feel that could be their priority more so than the Cup. But you never know. I think I'll probably make some changes. Wants to probably play on all fronts, but I still see the Europa League edging as the priority for some real great silverware for a club like Atalanta this season, especially after knocking out the favourites, heavy favourites, Liverpool.
On the other hand, Fiorentina are in a very similar situation as to where they were last year, where they made the Coppa Italia final, they made the Conference League final, lost both. they cut it close with Victoria Plzeň in the Conference League.
Yeah.
A very good defensive team from the Czech Republic. Very underestimated almost in Europe because not too many people knew too much about them. And Fiorentina struggled to score. In the league this past weekend, look, they played against the worst team in Italy in Salernitana. And they got a little bit back of that goal scoring. But Nico Gonzalez on his best day.
Yeah, Gonzalez is a fantastic
player. Gives Fiorentina a new look.
But then the problem with Atalanta is they've got too many players now who are on form, firing at the right time.
That's why I give them the edge in a match like this. Yeah. Is always been their depth in strikers, their depth in rotation. And when you have a player like Gianluca Scamacca back to himself, back to looking like the player that West Ham paid money for from Sassuolo, then you can start prioritizing and say, okay, we'll save him for Europa League because that seems to be the competition that he's thriving in. Adama Lookman is back to himself, getting two assists at the weekend back from AFCON. Alexei Miranchuk, I think he's a player you play in a match like this because he's been excellent. CDK, you're spoiled for riches if you're Gasperini, and that's why I think they will get the better of Fiorentina.
I feel like out of the three competitions that Atalanta still has a fighting chance or at least has some motivation to play in, this is the least of their concerns, yeah. Coppa Italia. Meanwhile, Fiorentina's got to go gung-ho in both. Mm-hmm. Like, Serie A, over. There's nothing that you can hope for.
And
there.
It could potentially, it could be an all-Italian final in the Europa League as well.
So Coppa Italia and Conference League, your ticket to Europa League football, just like last season, mm-hmm. go home, both of them. Best team in both of them.
Would you not say that for Atalanta to win the Europa League, that makes a statement of the progression we've seen of the club for so many years recently, getting into the Champions League and how they've been? To really assert themselves in that European world market, winning the Europa League, I think, is a greater statement for a club like that, the progression that they've made.
Yeah, good point. All right, that match between Atalanta and Fiorentina is today at 3 p.m. Our coverage kicks off at 2:30. You can watch on CBS Sports Network and Paramount Plus.
Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.